Okay, we are in the middle of Ashrei. And I really want to get to the next group of Sukkim. After we were Machadish, that Chanun Verachum Hashem Erech Apayim Gdol Chosad Toiv Hashem Lakol Verachum Avod L'masa is going, paralleling the Yud Gimel Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a new set of Sukkim. Yaduha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha V'Achsidecha Yivrechucha. Yaduha means thank you, Hashem, Toda. Yaduha Hashem Kol Ma'asecha V'Achsidecha Yivrechucha. V'ayit Malchuscha Yameiru U'Gvaraschcha Yadaberu. These are called in the world of poetry couplets, meaning two things said, almost the same thing saying twice. It's almost redundant, but of course if David HaMelech says not redundant, so every word is different. But there's a difference between Yaduch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha V'Achsidecha Yivrechucha. K'vayit Malchuscha Yameiru U'Gvaraschcha Yadaberu. V'Aydia Livnei Adam Gvoroisev U'Chvayit Hadar Malchusay. There's a lot of Malchus going on here. And then finally, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim U'Mem Shaltecha B'Chol Dar V'Dar. Let's just do that. So I'm actually going to, for the purpose of understanding this, just want to start tonight with the last of those psukim, Malchus Malchus Kol Elamim. That's a very popular pasuk. It appears in a lot of places. Malchus Malchus Kol Elamim U'Mem Shaltecha B'Chol Dar V'Dar. David HaMelech was Machadish here, that it's an amazing pasuk when you start thinking, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim, how many worlds are there? So, well, this is like David HaMelech is getting Kabbalistic here, Kol Elamim. Does it mean Olam Hazah, Olam Haba? Say Olam, does he mean the, which Elamim is he referring to? Different time periods, some of the Mepharshim say, Kol Elamim different. What are the Elamim or Elamois that he's talking about? Mem Sheltecha B'chol Dor V'Dor, something different. So here's for sure talking about the Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim. Mem Sheltecha, which is something different than Malchuscha B'chol Dor V'Dor. That goes into every, that's a generational thing. So let's just keep it in mind, try to understand it. Mem Shalah is a generation, B'chol Dor V'Dor. Every generation there's a Memshal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim. It goes, that seems to be going in a deeper way. Remember a couple of days ago we were talking about, just I got, well, I'm here, we're talking about Echus and Kamus in the Torah. Remember? Echus and Kamus? Said that you see from the fact that the Rambam says you should give tzedakah in a lot of different places. You see, Kamus is important. Just one of the Svarim say, I think it's the Shalah HaKadosh, he says that, you know, during, just interesting, during the morning we say Ava Rabba, Avtanu Hashem Elokeinu. At night by Marv, just remember this during Marv, we say Avas Olam. So what's the difference between Avas Ava Rabba and Avas Olam? In Ashkenaz. Ava Rabba, Avas Olam. So the Shalah HaKadosh says, so Nusach there reads out also that Ava Rabba is Kamus. Rabba we said is Kabus, right? And Avas Olam is Amgus, Avas Olam. So Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olamim. So something to understand. Mem Shaltecha B'Chol Dor V'Dor. So the Echos and Kamus. So let me say what's. So the reason is because. The night, like, is a time of deep belief. In the morning, you say Emes v'yatziv v'nachon v'kayim v'yasher v'nanhon v'ohu v'chavi v'nachman v'noyim v'noyra v'adir v'msukun v'makubo. A lot of things. V'toy v'yofe. You know, the Goyin says that if you say azivug yali yofe, it means it's kolal all of those things. When azivug yali yofe, why yofe? Because yofe is kolal everything, and yatziv nachon kayim v'yasher. You heard that. It's called everything. Night, you say Emes v'Emuna. Simple. Emes v'Emuna. Night is a time of Emuna. And the Svarim explained, because at night, one sees a deeper care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't even know where we're going. We can't. We don't see all the Yofi, but it's a deeper relationship. A deeper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Avos Olam. Avarabba, we can see everything. That's enough in Kayim Yasha, you see the whole thing. But Emesvei Amuna is, we believe the whole thing. That's a deeper level. Okay, I just want to go over with you. It's Murgula Bapuma Dama. Everybody is familiar probably with this famous Gra, that's not here, it's in a different place, where he's Mechalek between the Malchus and Memshala. If you're familiar with this Gra, listen anyway, because there's Diyukim here that have to be made. Also, if you don't know this Gra, listen. It's very important. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Elamim U'Memshaltecha V'Chol Dar V'Dar. So the Gaon is in Oz Yashir. It's actually in Mishlei Chav Zayin, but in the Siddur Agra, it's brought by Oz Yashir. It says, V'alu Moshim B'Hartziyah V'Lish B'Hartas HaReisa V'Hoysa L'Hashem. Let's go back. Ki L'Hashem Hamlucha Moshe B'Goyim. Ki L'Hashem Hamlucha U'Moshe B'Goyim. So you have Malucha and you have Memshela. Says the Goyim, it's a good oil, we'll turn it inside. L'Chari Yifle L'Hashem Agra. It's a Pella. Masha'am Arachakach V'Hoya Hashem L'Melech HaKol Ha'aretz. It ends off by saying V'Hoya Hashem L'Melech HaKol Ha'aretz. There will still come a time that HaKadosh Baruch will be the Melech HaKol Ha'aretz B'Yoy Mahu. It'll be on that day. Frank the Goyin, L'chor Yifla, Mashomer Achar Kach, Vay Hashem L'melech Al Ha'aretz, Ha'im Loi Mitzchila Chas V'Sholom. Hashem is always the Melech, Hashem's the Melech now also. You don't like it, lump it. The fact of the matter is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Melech. Hashem Melech. Ha'chayin Yinhu, says the Goyin. Shot here is, Ki Melech Nikra, the word Melech, definition of the word Melech is, Asher Yitnu Loi Keser Melucha. A melech is only a melech when he's, this is more than elected. This is the yitnu l'cha keser melucha. If you choose somebody to be a melech means that we are making him a melech. We are crowning him as the melech, as opposed to a dictator. V'yatu kulam shchem echad l'avdai. It means that there's an achdus here, where everybody is following this melech. Moshel, a ruler, who nikra shehu gibor mikulam, who's the Moshel? The strongest guy. Right? I'm the king of the mountain. The kavash eretz, he's the conqueror, ayuma, he conquers a nation. Liyashtachas memshalta. So the difference between a malchus and a memshala is a malchus is meiratzayin Hashem, and a memshala is forced. So, his very interesting, the Gaon brings here, up the Yosef, in Parshas Vayeshev, had two dreams, yeah? So the first dream that he had, Vayachloim Yosef chaloim, v'yageh le'echa, v'yosifu oitzna Yosef, v'yomer aleihem. And this is what he said, Shimuna chaloim azeh asher chalamti. All of us in my dream were collecting sheaves in the field. In my dream, my sheave stood up. One thing, yours didn't. Sheaves are usually laying down, right? So my sheave stood up. And I guess that means it stood higher than all the other sheaves that there were. It was a sheaf. V'hine tesubenu alu maiseichem. And on the other hand, two things happened. Your sheaves all were tesubenu, like haseva, right? They all leaned over. V'tishtachavena la alu masi. So that was the first dream. Agav, just while we're here. That first dream of Yosef was different than the second dream of Yosef. Because over here, in this dream, the different alumois, which represented the brothers of Yosef, were bowing down to his sheath. In the second dream, Tashemesh v'hayareach v'hakvechavim mishtachavim li. They weren't bowing down to his star, they were bowing down to him. And the reason for that is because there were two times that the brothers bowed down to Yosef in Mitzrayim. The first time they bowed down to Yosef in Mitzrayim, they didn't know who he was. They bowed down to him because of his sheaves. He had the gelt. He had the food. And that's why they bowed down to him. So Mishtachavim la'alu Mosi, that was his first nevuah. The second time, Ani Yosef, Oedo Vichai, they already knew who he was, and they bowed down again. Vayishtachavu li, that was to him. So those are the two dreams and the two times. So on the first dream, that's the pshat. That's the pshat in the two dreams. So in the first dream, Vayomer lo Echov, the brother said to him, Hamaloch timloich aleinu imashol timshol banu. There's two lashonos here. Hamaloch timloich aleinu imashol timshol banu. Vayisifu oitznai se'al chalomoisev al dvarav. So says the guy, which was it? what were they talking about? Were they talking about a fear of malucha or a fear of memshola? So the Goyen says that the pshat is Zesha Kasav Yosef Zesha Omar Yosef La Achi Bechaloimai Shnei Dvar Echad Hinei Kam Alumasi Shemayra Al Memshaltai Shekama Betoike. First starts off with a Memshala. I'm the biggest guy here. Sheini Vitishtachavenu La Alumasi Shemayr al shekablu mi atzmam ol malchusay. L'chein yeshivu hamaloich timloich by mashal timshom. Says the guy, it was a question. You're mixing us up here. Is your dream that you're going to be a melech and we're going to be makabel you baratzayin? Or is your dream that you're going to be a moshel and we're going to be forced to be makabel you? These were the deep brothers of Yosef. So they wanted to know what b'diyuk is the dream. And enough with Yosef. Zehu says the guy, this is the pshat, Ki v'Hashem hamlucha u'moshel bagoyim. Ki v'Hashem hamlucha. Hashem has a malucha. Talk about now. Hashem has a malucha. Who's the malucha? We're the malucha. We're the subjects of this malucha. Why? Because v'yitnu l'lucha keser malucha. We give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the keser of malchus. U'moshel Bagoyim, that the Memshala of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Bagoyim. Why? Because they're not necessarily, those that don't know, are not necessarily Makabal the Malchus. They're not giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessarily the Keser, if they are, they are. But they're not giving the HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Keser Malchus. But they're still subjects of the king. So yes, he's a king now, he'll be a king then, he'll be a king in the future, he was always a king. But a king that was not Miskabel Baratzai, just forced upon you, is a Moshel. So that answers the Goyen's question of, isn't he always a king? The answer is no. Right now, he's not always a king. He's not a king. He's a Moshel and a Melech. But there will come a time, V'Hashem Amlucha Moshel B'Goyen, K'anachnu Amoy B'nei Yisrael. Anachnu amoy bnei Yisrael kibalnu ol malchusay aleinu mirtzayneinu hatoiv. We're makabel malchus mirotzay. Moshel bagoyim haynu al haumois. Af shiloi kiblu oiloi hu moshel aleim kirtzaynai v'roide bahem kechefzay. So that's a memshalos. So there's two things going on over here. Lahem nikra moshel. Ach, however, la'asid, there will come a time Yatu kulam shchem echad la'avdai, when Mashiach comes, when there's a gula, everybody, v'yedu kol ha'aretz, everybody in the world will recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yitnu l'cha keser melucha. So that's why it says at the end, v'zehu v'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. Beautiful guy. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. Shal kol ha'aretz yikra melech, everybody will be makabel, Hashem won't be emotional anymore, everybody will understand the malchus Hashem. Malchus, even in the spheres, we're in the week of Malchus. So even in the spheres, Malchus is what we're looking for. To make HaKadosh Baruch Hu real in this world to everybody. That's Malchus. Shekiblu kol ha'aretz al malchusay aleihem. So that's the pshat in Yosef. That's the pshat in Ki l'Hashem amlucha moshel bagoyim. And that's the pshat in V'haya Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. There's a switch around to l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz. So now we're saying malchuscha malchus kol olamim. Umem shaltacha b'chol dar v'dar. So kol olamim implies eternity. Kol olamim, forever and ever. B'chol dar v'dar means in every generation. Is it true that HaKadosh Baruch is a melech in every generation? No, our generation is not a melech. He's a melech to you, to me. But he's not a melech to everybody in the world. Many people are still being oved avodah zarah. Many people are atheists. So there's no b'chol dar v'dar, if you're looking at it on the timeline of the world, then umem shaltecha b'chol dar v'dar. David HaMelech says you're still in charge. But malchuscha, malchus kol olamim is the pshat that you will always, there will come a time that you have a malchus, and the ultimate eternal thing that will happen is that you will always be a melech, meaning miskabel baratzim. That's the pshat malchus ha malchus kol olamim, this olam, the next olam, whatever is going on here with the olamim, which we should probably try to figure out next time. But that there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as a melech once there's a kabbalas. Oil daika malchus shamayim, kabbalas oil malchus shamayim. You can't be makabel memshelas Hashem. That's a stira minei obey. You're not makabel. That's a metzias. You're a subject of the moshe. But what we can do is create a malchus of makabel chula makabli malehem o malchus shamayim. We can makabel the makabel o malchus shamayim.
Didn't
Amish Israel make a mistake at Azir Shir? Shouldn't they have said Hashem Melech? Maybe that would have happened then. I hear you. Melech.
He just destroyed the whole world, basically,
for them. No, but they realized that, what do you mean? Hashem Melech, they realized that for them he's a Melech, but they just came out of Mitzrayim. They realized over there he's just a Moshe. And they're facing all the enemies in the desert. So Memshola. But there was that even we, even those that are not Makabel, the Malchus Shemayim, are subject to the Memshola of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and will do his will. Okay. Erev Tov.